Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now it's time for Ben and Skins Weekly Update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Last year, at the end of the year, Jordan Spieth got married. And it was the day after Tiger and Phil played in that pay-per-view matchup on the Bleacher Report.
So Thanksgiving weekend.
Or whatever. Thanksgiving weekend, yeah. Right around then. So Jordan Spieth's getting married at the wedding. Phil Mickelson is there. Also, a good friend of Jordan's, Jake Owen, who is a country music singer.
So that means Tiger and... Was Tiger there?
I don't know.
That means Phil at least was in Dallas, because that wedding was here, I believe.
Probably, but...
I think it was down like at the Nasher or something.
I mean, Phil's got his own private plane, so, you know.
We need to get Phil
him
on the
transportating.
Show transportating.
Transporting.
Transportating.
What, is he an alien?
Him transportating somewhere doesn't seem like that's much of a problem.
There he is.
I'm okay with it. in fact, welcome to the lexicon. So
the worst Guns N' Roses song.
So basically, this is on one of those. I'm not a stoolie, but this is on one of those Barstool podcasts. And Jake Owen is telling a funny story about his encounter with Phil Damn Mickelson at Spieth's wedding.
I did give Phil Mickelson a lot of though at Jordan Spieth's wedding. Jordan got married in November and Phil was there, and it was the day after he played Tiger. I had a few cocktails and I saw him across the room and I was like, I gotta go tell this guy what I think. So I walked over to him. I was like, hey Phil, you owe me $29.99. I was like, for wasting 4 hours of my life with the golf I've ever seen. You guys hyped this whole thing up about this big match. You guys couldn't even make three birdies between the two of you.
Holy,
I'm like,
shit.
I want my $29.99 back and apologize to me for some golf.
Oh my God.
And he pulls out a wad out of his thing and he grabs $100 bill. He's like, yeah, I won 90,000 of these yesterday.
He's like, oh my God.
He goes, take 100 and go f-
What?
Right to my face.
This can't be real.
God, all right. I love Mickelson.
It's the first likable story we've ever heard about Phil Mickelson. Right? I mean, it's like, good Lord, every story about him is terrible for him.
But don't you like the great Romo story?
Oh, that's right, where he was trying to get in Tiger's head.
Yes, and he'd had dinner with Romo the night before, and Romo was paired with Tiger.
Yeah, but it's more, yeah, I guess so.
That's pretty fun, dude.
I also like Tiger more than I like Phil, though, so it's kind of a jerk move to Tiger.
So,
and it was a jerk move to Romo, too.
I know there's no way that you would watch this because it's golf, but there was a really good little one-hour documentary on, or maybe it's an hour and a half, it was on HBO, about Tiger and Phil leading up to that.
We played audio of it on the show.
Yeah, and I thought that was really entertaining. And I think they kind of, for narrative purposes, changed the oh, no, Phil and Tiger really like each other. It's been one big prank, but not so much.
I think they like each other now.
Yes.
Because they've gotten older and also realized there's benefits to them being friends, like what happened.
And I also think it's the age thing. I don't think like Dirk and Dwayne Wade love each other, but I think they're way more tolerant of each other and have a respect for each other that 15 years ago, they're like, F that guy.
So the Romo story is different because it's Phil is trying to mess with Tiger and mess with Romo and Tiger together, and they don't like each other. Tiger and Phil don't like each other. This is not, you know, Phil is not being the instigator here. Phil had a guy go get in his face, say, hey, man, give me my $29.90. You guys suck. Give it. And he dunked on a guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is my favorite Phil story of all time.
I always thought Phil was kind of a phony, and he still might be, but I think I've learned over the years that he is all about, you know, S-talking.
Yes.
Which is a basic, kind of a basic core of golf, really.
What?
You know, you got to be able to go
really?
And really, you got to have thick skin and really be able to to talk trash and
it's just not happening during putts, but the trash talking is immense.
Yeah.
It is immense.
Does your husband play, you know, things like that. Lines like that.
Hey,
are you talking about the social golfers? Or are you talking about on the PGA?
Just golf in general, yeah.
But those guys do it too.
Professional tour. I mean, they side bets, all that crap going on. And it feels like, hey, look at the money that I've earned over the years. You screw off. I don't know who you are.
Yeah. I think it's pretty boring.
You'd love golf if you got good at it and really started doing some hardcore trash talking. There's nothing better than sticking a 7-iron from about 150 out. You put it on there about a couple inches from the hole and you say, beat that, D-bag.
I tell you what, the cussing that happens in golf is really fun.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
It is epic. I only cuss
at myself when I play golf.
I always cuss at you guys when I golf.
It is great to golf and cuss.
I can just cuss without golfing and then just save all that money.
Yeah, but you're not doing it in a beautiful environment.
I mean, I can go to a more beautiful environment than watching a bunch of dudes in khakis chase a ball around.
You have to wear khakis.
Most do,
Kevin. They make these really comfortable golf pants now. Big study happening in the world as we transition to story two. Did you know that you can make $19,000 in a 2-month span?
Yeah, I do it every time.
What? What? I do it
every time.
Shut up and let me transportate.
NASA is looking for people to do this study where they will be paid $19,000 over a span of 2 months if they lay down in bed 60 days straight.
Oh, hell yeah.
At a research facility in Germany.
Ooh, wait, NASA?
Is Dirk going to be there?
NASA's doing this? Why are they doing it in Germany? Why wouldn't they do it in the good old U.S. of A?
They because of their overseas allies.
Why are they transportating all the way over there to do that? When I hear this story, it makes me think, honestly, that they want to do these tests because they want to, whoever passes the test and can lay in a bed for 60 days can transportate to another planet like Mars.
They'll just take you and kidnap you?
Because you got to be able to sit in a bed and eat and poop and do your whole world's activities in a bed without getting out on that spaceship trip.
Is there just a hole in the middle of the bed?
Okay, so basically they're trying to simulate the effects of space.
Are you allowed to play video games?
They incline the bed at a 6-degree angle. I think probably. They incline the bed at a 6-degree angle, okay? It says everything will take place while you're lying down. You'll eat, you'll shower, any type of medical test, which will probably happen daily. They'll come check on you daily because you're only there for 60 days.
Going to the
bathroom all happens with you laying down at that 6-degree angle.
So do the nurses come in and do a sponge
Why
bath?
Why does this have to be your fantasy?
I don't understand how.
Why are you
should.
Fantasizing about it?
Because the only time you're showering in bed, there's nurses.
What did we say was the name of that space astronaut porn? Emmanuel in Space?
Yes.
That's immediately what Skin went to.
That's a really good one. No, like
the ass an astronaut.
Yeah.
I'm assuming there's not sheets on this bed because it sounds like there's a lot of water being used.
No, so basically, when you look at it, it kind of looks like a big MRI machine, basically.
Oh, that sounds
comfortable. If any of you have had an MRI and you're laying on your back. So you're laying on your back for 60 days.
You are.
And they're testing the use of artificial gravity. They're testing all kinds of things.
You get to float?
It says each day you will be rotated while lying in the bed.
So like a rotisserie chicken?
Yeah.
This is either to set up to feed you to an alien.
Yep.
Or to get you to travel for 60 days to another planet.
This is basically just like being an old person.
Okay, but hold on. Here's my question.
I'm ready to retire.
My question is, can I do this twice in a year?
Oh, yeah.
Because if I could do this twice.
You'd quit?
Yeah, I'd
work
more money.
4 months out of the year. Just get a little bit of, what's it called, atrophy?
Sure, are there benefits?
How quickly do you get over the atrophy?
You'd get really good at Fortnite.
True.
They're searching for healthy women. Let's see if this isn't CD. They're looking for healthy women between the age of 24 and 55 years old.
Those are the nurses.
Mm-hmm. And you got to be between 5 feet and 6 feet, 2 inches tall, because as we learned last week, they don't make a lot of spacesuit sizes for women. They have just one, one size. The women's spacesuit walk didn't work because the women are having trouble, as Fart put it. They were having trouble picking. They were having trouble deciding on uniforms.
You have a friend named Fart?
Are you awake right now?
So there was two spacesuits for the women. It was going to be the first all-female spacewalk. And one of them couldn't make it because they only had one suit that would fit one woman.
The hips.
Or the boobs.
The hipsters. That.
what kind of a save was that?
Hipsters. Hipster astronauts are problematic, which is why they got to go to Germany to get away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So,
are you going with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with that.
Yep. I think you got out of it nicely.
Thank you.
The hipsters are going to Germany.
My lowest moment as a human was when I accidentally bought women's softball pants. Oh, I mean, really, that's debatable, but it's top 100.
Show bet.
I went to go buy some new softball pants. I was like 24 or something, and I was like, man, I really want those cool pants that like come up to your knees and it's, you show off all this sock. And I'm like, it was so stupid. And I was like, oh, here's some. Look at these. These are the perfect length. Like, they're the right waist size, but they only go to my knees. I'm like, these. I asked my buddy Meat, who's there. Our skin knows him. And I was like, Meat, does this look right? He's like, man, those look great. And he totally knew. And then I get ready at our apartment in the village. I'm getting ready. I'm like, are you sure? These are kind of tight. They fit in the waist, though. I can't figure out why the waist fits and the rest are so tight and they're so short. He goes, dude, those are money. Those look great. And then we get there, and now I'm an hour away from our apartment. I can't change in anything. And he goes, dude, I forgot to tell you, those are women's pants. And he told me in front of like 10 other people on our whole team, before I could even do anything, everyone is taking pictures of it and stuff. I'm like, this sucks.
Meat was a good friend.
And that's back-to-back days of Meat getting a lot of time in the 540 segment, too. Meat's killing it.
Meat's awesome.
So I can understand why maybe there's an astronaut suit problem, because if you tie it back to the softball pant world.
So let me go back to that right quick. Knowing what you know about those pants, would you be interested in dating a lady who those pants fit perfectly back when you were single?
Oh, yeah. That was, I mean, would those have gone all the way to her ankles?
Was that your kind
of... I don't know where they were supposed to go to, but I like a big old reason to fall in love.
A big old catcher, so to speak.
I like a big old
relationship. I love being behind the plate.
What's that, Ben?
I love being behind the plate.
Admissions of an overweight catcher.
I'm a catcher. My value is as a catcher, and I know it.
Introducing himself to John Daniels.
Is it just looking in the mirror, telling himself, play that last one again.
My value is as a catcher, and I know it.
John Daniels, like, I thought you were a radio host.
I've been catching since I was 12 years old. I'm not changing positions for anybody.
Oh, wow.
I love your audio resume.
Michael Young, the third time he's asked to move.
Did you just take a shot at Michael Young?
No.
877-881-1053 if Michael Young's out there.
Unbelievable. By the way, we're still waiting to find out if Michael Young will play in this year's Hero Celebrity Baseball game.
Kevin?
I think he's probably going to play, to stick it to me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.